A new sobering center opened this week in Bethel. The building will provide new ways for the community to deal with inebriates. And many are hopeful it will free up emergency services for those that truly need them. KYUK's Shane Iverson was at the opening and has this report.
Okay, they come in this door. They'll come through this door and come to this area right here, and we'll process.
This is Rusty Tews. He'll be running this place soon, but today he's giving tours to media, local and state leaders, and about 65 people that came to celebrate the facility's grand opening. Most are mingling in the large sleep-off room.
We'll assign them a mat. We come through here, we'll assign them a mat, and they'll either, the ladies will be on that side, the men on this side. We're going to observe them from these windows.
It's only been 3 years since we came together in November of 07. There was a call to arms.
Bethel Representative Bob Heron speaking before the crowd.
Basically, the community realized, the region realized, the health corporation realized, everybody realized we had a problem. And the problem was inebriates in our community and how we deal with them.
By law, enforcement officers must take someone into protective custody if they're considered a danger to themselves or others. But how to handle them has clogged up the local hospital, the local jail, and taken precious time from Bethel's already busy police force. Chief of Police Larry Ellerton says his staff is excited about the new center.
So instead of spending 2 hours for every inebriate, that's obviously going to get cut down now.
Ellerton says the reason it can take up to 2 hours is the cumbersome system in place. Right now, police or community service patrollers will pick up an inebriate. Their first stop is the ER for an evaluation. If there's no room at the jail, the drunk will stay at the ER, where they essentially waste the resources of space and staff who should be treating medical emergencies. The system is not just frustrating, it also fails to address the sickness of alcoholism.
It's been my goal that we give these folks safe, respectful treatment.
Tews recalled riding along with a community patrol officer when they were called to pick up a drunk young man.
He's belligerent when he got in the car. When he got to the hospital, he started telling his story. He's 18. It was his birthday party. His friends got him drunk, and he started being terrified. He went from belligerent to, I want my mom.
But the next trip was to the jail, and there, the guards have their own procedures to follow.
And when he hit the jailhouse, he walked slower and slower. When he got in the room, they immediately put him prone on the floor, face down, his hands behind his back.
Tew says the sobering center staff will have their own procedures.
We're going to meet him at the door. We're going to treat him respectfully and get him through the system and into this room where he can sober safely with some dignity.
The whole mood of the intake and sleeping center will be geared towards intervening after the individual sobers up. Steve Williams with the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority says that not everyone is ready for help, but some will be.
If we can intervene sooner and educate and reach out and support some of those folks, we hope will prevent from becoming a chronic abuser.
The sobering center will be open 4 days a week from Thursday through Sunday. Tew says information from the Bethel Police Department shows that calls for service spike on the weekends. Staff will consist of 2 to 3 people with medical training, at least one EMT, and an AAT, which is similar to an EMT but with less training. The building can house up to 18 inebriates on foam sleeping mats. Again, Rusty Tews.
This place is safe, but it's not a motel.
The bare bones facility was relatively inexpensive to build, at least by rural Alaskan standards. The price tag came in at $1.9 million. The funding came through the state of Alaska through 2 legislative appropriations. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation managed construction of the site and will manage the center once it's operational. YKHC says it will open its doors to the inebriates on Tuesday, February the 1st. For KYUK, I'm Shane Iverson.